We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Gimel and Aleph. We are beginning 16 lines from the top, in the middle of a line, Ahu Gavra. The line starts the word Shnehem. Zokta Gemara, Ahu Gavra, Dehava Kamaver, Chavito, Dechamra, Beristigal, Mechuza. A certain person was transporting a barrel of wine in the Ristika, which is a street in Mechuza. V'tavra b'ziza de mechuza. And it broke, there was a beam jutting out into the street, and he hit the beam and it broke. It's not his fault. Also kamei de rava, amalei ristiko de mechuza shikvei inchi zilai ziraya. You're right, that's not your fault, but it's not enough to make a shvua. Since there's people around, you have to bring edim that saw the story, and then you'll be potter. V'ifta be potter. Amalei Rav Yosef v'rei, Rav Yosef rava's son turned to him, he said, kaman ki isi? Are you paskening like isi? In Ki'isi. I'm going like Isi ben Yehuda holds, like we learned in yesterday's blot, that the pasuk says, "Ein roya shvua shem tia ben shnei." The only time you have a right to be part of yourself from a shvua is only if there are no edim. If there is edim, you need a shvua. Yeah, if there is no edim, if there is edim, you have to get edim, and you can't be part of yourself with a shvua. So here, since it was a place where there was shchiach edim, you have to be edim in order to part of yourself, and that's how Rava holds. But Sfila Kama say, I hold like Isi, and therefore I'm mechayiv to have edim. A similar story. Who gavra dom lechavri zil zavolim arameya dori lechamra. The chiddush of the next story is that Isi's halacha is not dafka by shomrim; it's by other cases of a shvua as well. Who gavra dom lechavri zil zavolim arameya dori lechamra. The person said, "Go buy for me 400 barrels of wine." So the shliach went and bought the barrels. Also zavolim lesoif also kamei. And he bought it, and then he came to pick it up, Amalei, and Zvinilach Arameh Don Recham, Rav Tekifullah. And the guy tells him, I bought it for you, but it turned into vinegar. What should I do? Your wine turned into vinegar. Also came to Rava. So he came to Rava, Amalei, Rava said, Arba Meh Doni Dechamra Ki Tekifi, Kala Islele Milsa. If 400 barrels of wine turn into vinegar, there's a kal. And Rashi explains, Kala Islu Eimer Sachmitzu, there's a kal when it became Chaymitz, for Eitzel Mihayu, who was a buy, for Shal Mihayu, who was a belong to, Shema Shalachayu, a Kanisa Chaymitz Adam Machusim. It's very possible you bought Chaymitz in the first place. And these things have a kal. 400 barrels of wine don't go bad without something happening, and someone knows about it. And therefore, you have to bring Edom. That's what he said. So Zil Aisi Rai, the Mikara, that when you bought it originally, Kimizamislu Chamra Mayava, it was Chamra of Ifta Nebi Pata. Omle Rav Yosef Reis, Rav Yosef turned to his father, Rav, and says, come on, Ki Isi? You're saying you have to be Edom. Who are you going like Isi? Omle In, I hold like Isi, Vesvir, like I say, we hold Lahalacha like Isi, and the Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Pei Zayin, Sif Beis, you have to look it up, Taka, we hold that you have to, this whole din, that you can pat yourself from a Shvua, is Dafka, in a case where you have, where there's no Edom around. But if it's Edom, then that's the better bearer. You have to be some kind of bearer. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, Ma'isa be'echach almost shlucha k'nele abba me'ez garva yayim emoyish ha'il v'yaday. V'konaloi, he bought it in Tzachaymetz. This is what I'm reading in Shulchan Aruch. Omrucham minyan godl k'nesh hechmetz k'ol yashloi. Hov efshal havi raya, yavi raya. Shloi yayin chaymetz b'shal shalokach v'yiftar. V'lo yavi raya shalim. V'chein ki yaitz v'yav v'vam v'shal raya metzuya b'hem. Anything that's a mitzvah de garay, you can have edim, you cannot be semech on a shvua. Shvua is second class. The first thing is, if you have, it's possible to have edim, we make you get edim out this din of Isi ben Yehuda. Zog to Gemara Bayit, Iskim Rav Chia Bar Yosef v'sichro. Rav Chia Bar Yosef was mesakein in a place called Sichro, Hani the Doru Ba'agra. These people that carry a load with the agra. Agra is, Rashi says, a moit kafuf be'emtsoi. It's a pole that's bent in middle. They put that onto your shoulder, and you hold things from two sides. It's the picture of a water carrier. That's what it is, like a water carrier. Pick the two buckets. So really, he was carrying a load that was too heavy for one person, but it was not enough of a load for two people. So, and what happened? Isvar, and it broke. The halacha is meshalim palga. You pay half. My timer, nofish lechad, it's too much for one person to carry, so that, on that side is a pshia, v'zut lo tre, but you can't do this in two trips, because really it's too little for that. So karvon is karvon pshia, bedigla karvon is karvon pshia, and therefore the halach is, you pay half. Now, it's a very interesting mishal palgo, because this is not like a case where it's like really a suffix. So you see, there's a takana sometimes, chazal say to pay half, in such a case where it's not klar, who's chayiv. Therefore, in certain cases, you pay palga, even if you're rabbanon. You just say moitzim choraya. Here, you pay palga. But bedigla mashalim kula. If you used a tool called a digla, digla is like this. It looks like an end of tzaddik, and you put the top of the end of tzaddik. Those two things over your neck. And you hold it with two hands, and there's a long pole behind you, and that can carry a very whole load, a very heavy load. And this person carried a load that was supposed to be for two people, and he carried it. So here he's definitely a pshia, and therefore he pays kula. Such a case, he mashalim kula, he pays everything. Zokta Gemara Vayter, Rabba Rachanan tovrulei hanushu kloi chavit dechamra. Rabba Rachanan hired some porters, and they broke a chavit dechamra, a barrel of wine. Now, Rashi learns what was the case. The case was that they broke it, it was a pshia, it was a shloim makamadrin, it was not a hill, it was a pshia, or inami bedigla, with this pole called a digla, this rod that we said before, a digla, it looks like an end of tzaddik, something like that. We a case with a chayiv. So he figured that these porters are chayiv. Shokel gamay, well, they took away their clothing to hold for payment. Also, Amalei Rav, they went to Rav to complain that this Rav Achan took away our clothing. Amalei, so Rav told Rabba, "Have lugimai, give it back that clothing." Amalei, dina hachi, is that din? L'chari d'achayiv. Amalei, in Be'etzem, you're right, really. Be'etzem, that you should be able to collect it. But l'mayis l'man teilech b'arach toivim. Go l'fnim m'shuras adin. Go l'fnim m'shuras din l'man teilech b'arach toivim. Yo'av lugimai, give back the shirt. So l'fi Rashi, it's a very big chiddush. Even though be'etzem they are chayiv, still is an inyan to go l'fnim m'shuras adin. Other Rishayim learned that the case here was that they were not a b'shaya, but they didn't have edim. They only wanted to make a shvuah. They wanted to go get edim. On that, we told them go l'fnim m'shuras adin and accept the shvuah. That's the way other Rishayim learned. Rashi learns even if it was a b'shaya, still the inyan of l'fnim m'shuras adin. So Amr Lei, now they said, okay, you gave back the shirt. But aniyah anon, we're aniyim. We're not getting paid. V'chin kul yom, v'kafinah, we're hungry. Less than we don't have any money. Give it, pay us for our work. Amalei, so Rav told Rabba, zil havagrah, go get paid for that work. Amalei, do you know how that then? They broke it. I paid them also. Amalei, in, v'orchais tzadikim tishmar. The end of that pasuk. The pasuk says, l'man tel derech toivim, v'orchais tzadikim tishmar. This is the way of tzadikim to do the flim reshur zadin, and to pay them, even though taki not mechuyiv, but to go flim reshur zadin. Hadun aloch, perek asoiches umnim, v'li neda. And now we're going to start the brand new perek asoiches apayel. Zok the Mishnah. Asoiches apayelim, someone who hires workers to work for him. And he told them, "Lahashkim v'laharev, you have to be there early and stay late." So halach is makom shenagu shalahashkim shalaharev in shalok kaifam. That's not the minig hamakom. The minig is not to stay late and not to wake up early. You cannot force them. Tosis speaks out very importantly. Tab Tosis says pirish ri b'shesachrom stam. When you hire them without speaking anything out, va'omer lahem achash eskiron. That by the way, I want you to come early and stay late. That's what you made up. We're talking here, we didn't make anything up. And now, when it comes to work, say, by the way, you got to come early in my business. Nah. So go with the minig ha'olam. Malkav shenagu lazon yozon. The minig is to give lunch, you give lunch, you give him zaynus. L'safik ha'misika. You give also a side dish, a lifton, something to dip the challah in. You give that also. Yisapik. Hakol k'minig ha'dinu. Whatever the minig ha'dinu is, that's when you hire a pa'olam stoma. Whatever the minig ha'dinu is, you got to do like that. There's a story. Ma'aser v'yichem ha'masya. Shamal Ibn Ayy told his son, "Get me some workers. I need some workers for a job." Say it's chalom apayelim. Halacha pasuk l'mazaynus. He went and said that he hired workers, and this the son hired workers and said, "I'm going to give you mazaynus." When they came to the father, Amalei bini, I feel my Islam kesuda shloim v'beshatay lo yatzay dechavascha imahem. He says, "I don't know why you told them you to give them mazaynus, because once you say you're giving them mazaynus, even if I give them like the suda of Shloima b'shaitoi loyote chavas l'imam shem bnei Avram Yitzvi Yaakov, and Avram suda is bigger than Shloima, like Rashi says. We'll see in the Gemara later on. Ella, therefore, if actually ischiv malacha, tzev amalam amnash ein lechem alai ella pas kitnius bavad. If we didn't start malacha yet, I still want to back out. Say I'm only giving them pas kitnius bavad. Now Rashi points out that if they start a malacha already, then it's not dvarim, then it's a kinyan already. Before they start a malacha, it's only dvarim, but dvarim ein behem shum mechusri amana. So the Bach over here asks, what do you mean? We pass in yes dvarim chusri amana. So here the answer is, we're going according to Rav. Rav holds dvarim ein behem shum mechusri amana. And the raya is from here, that you see it could be chayzer, that's how Rav learned. Rabbi Yechon learned a different reason. Rabbi Yechon who learned that is b'chusri amana, the pshana I missed why it could be chayzer is because loy samcha daita. The workers knew it was only the son. They were never. It wasn't Rav Yechonon Amasi himself who hired them, and therefore he was. They were in Seir Mechdas. That's the way Rav Yechonon learns. But Rav learns you're allowed to back out. We don't pass like Rav Pashtos. Passing Rav Yechonon is a problem. Chusay Amana, but like upon him, there's two ways to learn the Mishnah here. How you like the Chayzer before he started, either because Devarim words Emeshem Chusay Amana, or because the second reason is because there's no smichas das. So the Gemara writes, "If Shimon Omer loyitzarch loymer kol kamedina," you don't have to back out because whenever you say mezainis, it's a kol kamenig hamedina. So the Gemara writes, "Pshita." So the Gemara back to telling the Mishnah that aseches apaylim and said to Hashem Lahariv, if it's not the minig, you can't force them. Gemara says, "Pshita." Of course, why would I have to force them? You gave him a little better salary. The reason why I gave a better salary, the reason why I gave you a better salary is because you're going to wake up early, come early, and leave late. That's the way it works. I give a good salary. That's why. No. The workers say, the reason why you added all this money to us, because we will do better work, we're going to work harder. So, the when he goes back home, it's Mishaloi. He gives up his own time, which means he only leaves the job only after it's dark. Only after it's dark. But Mitziosai, when he's leaving his house and going to work with Shalva Avayis, then he leaves only after it's light. Shenemar, from a pasuk, we'll show you from a pasuk. Tizrach Hashem es yesafun. The pasuk says that when the sun shines, yeosefun, belmoinus yebos, talking about animals. Then it says that by Zricha, yeitze odom lepaloi velavaydosai adi arif. That you go lepaloi when it's light, but velavaydosai, you work adi arif until the night. So that's the halacha that a poil in the morning can go out only after it's light, can wait till it's light to leave. But going back, he goes back when it's dark. So Frank Dimar, why don't you pasik? It's lech seheniggi, lechheniggi. Look what the minig is. So Gemara v'yechadasha, there's no minig. It's a brand new city, there's no minig. Frank Dimar, v'nechse mechakaasu. Look where all these people come from. Which city? Budokotai, they were from all different cities, and therefore there's no minig. If by saying, pshadamatu is damalu, da graichuli kepoil de araisa. That the second shot is that he said, I'm hiring you like a pile of the Torah. Whatever the Torah says about this, I'm hiring you. That was the case here. And therefore, since he said, Kepoil de Araisa, so therefore it goes with the Pasuk. And now with the minute, he spoke at Klar, I want whatever, it's the Torah's way. And that's the Torah's way, that you go out when it's light and you come back after it's dark.